What's going on, everybody? We got a new title podcast coming up. Three Wide starts right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the garage is open one more time. We are going 3 wide with yours truly, EG3. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of Going 3 Wide. Same thing as the EG3 show, but we're changing things up here with 10 to go. And might as well keep it. It feels good, looks good, and everything else. And we are still the same NASCAR podcast, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Kimmy World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And this title of my podcast, it feels pretty good, has a nice ring to it, and everything else to it. Yes, and I bring you this special episode here this weekend, in the middle of the weekend. Hope you're having a very decent weekend here, as we are now two races down in Chicagoland. And, of course, the trucks raced last night in a crazy turn of events there. And, of course, the Xfinity Series just got wrapping up about, like, 25 minutes ago. You're going to be listening to this tomorrow morning on Sunday. I'm recording this just prior, here a few minutes away from qualifying the Cup Series, getting set for the race tomorrow afternoon. But yes, going 3 wide with EG3. That's right, folks. The title of the name. And I've been thinking about this, you know, a few months back. You know, should I change the title of the podcast, give it a little bit more of a racing feel to it? And yes, with my name being the third of my family's origin, and then, of course, you know, the racing, of course, we've heard it a lot over the years. Of course, 3 Wide, we've heard it a lot already here this weekend at Chicagoland, and we got the triple header, all three series racing currently at Chicagoland Speedway at Joliet, Illinois, excuse me. it just felt right to me to go ahead and make the switch over to switching my title of the podcast. Now, all that said, it will still be the same thing. I'm going to be throwing some new wrinkles into my episodes from here on out. So, for those listeners who've been listening to me throughout the season, and of course going back to Kansas City, yep, you guys will be noticing some little changes around my shows. Of course, we'll still have the post-race edition of the podcast, as well as stage break as well. So nothing's really changed. Nothing's changed on this end except the title of the show. Again, I almost said the EG3 show. It is no more. We are going 3 wide with EG3. That is the name of this podcast here on out, and we changed the cover as well. It hasn't shown up yet on iTunes for whatever reason, but yes, we are still located on Audio Boom, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and iTunes as well. Please tell your friends about Going 3 Wide podcast. Spread the word. We have changed the title, and of course, we've had listeners throughout the United States, and of course we have partly an international audience as well from outside the United States, so very fortunate for that. I'm going to still truck along. We're one of the more underrated podcasts, in my opinion, in the NASCAR business. There's been a lot of NASCAR podcasts out there that I've been introduced to this season overall. They're pretty good listens, but I think this one is more, a little bit more under And I'm not going to undersell myself short. It's more one of more under, a kind of underdog, if you will, kind of a sleeper podcast, if you will, out of all of that podcast course. I mean, yes, it's nice to be popular and all that, but I don't think this podcast gets enough attention going 3 wide with EG3. Yep, that's right, baby. We are going to go 3 wide beginning, of course, on Monday night with our post-race reaction. I have all the recaps from the weekend's activities, but we still have one to go, and I'm going to break down the Overton's 400 preview, by the way, here momentarily. But I just wanted to update you on why I made the changes. It sounds racy. Everybody should be familiar with 3 wide on the racetrack. It works for some tracks, but others it can't. And it just, the name, it feels a race. It feels really good, and I'm gonna roll with it. So definitely, and I'm also currently working on getting a couple guests here next month, trying to bring those people on to the podcast as well. So definitely, I'll encourage you, if you missed an episode, latest episodes, go listen to them now. Going 3 wide, the title has changed. The past episodes of this podcast have not. Thank you for tuning in to Going 3 Wide with EG3 this evening, getting you guys ready for the Overton's 400, which qualifying will start here about 20-25 minutes from now. So I'm gonna do business here with you guys and then get it tuned up for qualifying as well. But yes, practices for the Cup Series today, a 2-day show. Usually it's a 3-day show with the Cup Series. You usually have one practice session in your time trials, and then the following day you have your normal 2 practice sessions, getting your car tuned up for the race, and then of course race day. But here this weekend we got a 2-day festivities for the Cup Series, both practices today. And of course, practice one, Ryan Blaney won the first practice session of the day. But the story out of this one, apparently everybody was jumping on the Hendrick bandwagon here. This is an early morning session. Of course, these are not normal conditions, obviously, but you had Jimmy Johnson up here, the 48, no wins here to this point. In second, Alex Bowman, third, and of course Chase Elliott, who's had 2 top 3 finishes in the last couple of races at Chicagoland, up there in the mix. Also, Daniel Suarez round out the top 5 in that session. Everybody was saying, oh, Hendrick must be back in the mix, but you flipped the script to the last practice session here, getting everything set for tomorrow, and you have Brad Keselowski, probably a sleeper pick, if you will. Keselowski, a number on him I'm going to come across here in a few moments. Keselowski, Truex, Logano, Kurt Busch, Eric Almirola, your top 5. And I'm not going to worry about the consecutive laps of practice 1. I'm going to turn the page over to practice 2, which is most likely, we've heard it all week long, Chicago's going to be slick. You're going to see guys move around, and we've already seen it this weekend. Nemechek, John Hunter Nemechek riding the high side. We saw it earlier today with Kyle Larson being dominant as he is. And we know Kyle Larson has made his signature staple up on the high side of the Saber Barrier wall. And he made hay on the Xfinity Series field. More on that on Monday. But you take a look at our best 10 consecutive lap averages. Kevin Harvick has obviously been the dominant car of this season. And he topped the charts in the 10 consecutive lap average. Then you had Jimmy McMurray, Kyle Larson, Ganassi, 2-3, Denny Hamlin, and Clint Bowyer. Clint Bowyer looking to make a statement here this weekend here with the 14 car of Stuart Haas. Already Bowyer with 2 wins this year. And yet we got 10 to go. And I talked about the cut line yesterday. If you have not take a listen at the stage break, I encourage you to do so while getting ready for the Overton's 400 tomorrow. You're listening to Going 3 Wide with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third host of 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. Thanks for tuning in with me tonight for this short special episode. day prelude, if you will, here as we are about to begin the 10-race stretch for the Cup Series all the way to the cutoff, the regular season finale at Indianapolis. Some numbers to consider here as we get prepared for tomorrow. I talked about Brad Keselowski. He is the only driver to have finished in the top 10 in the last 7 races. That includes 2 wins and a guy going for 3 in a row tomorrow. Martin Truex Jr. has led in that span. How many laps? 109 laps in his 2 wins, which was playoff opening wins in that stretch. But Chicagoland moves back to a summer date now with the switch of Daytona. So it's Daytona next week. Kyle Busch, in his last 6 races, has led a combined 340 laps there. And that's going back really actually to the last 5 races up there in Chi-Town. And then, of course, Denny Hamlin won the playoff opener when Chicagoland was in the playoffs back in 15. He looks to get on the board in the victory lane this year. He's finished 6th or better in the last 4 races. And obviously, the 4 car leads all drivers in mile and a half wins this year so far. He looks to stay undefeated tomorrow afternoon. Four mile and a half tracks, 4 wins. And of course, leading 150 laps in that spin. And he's finished in the top 5. In 3 of the last 5. And then of course the Chase Elliott factor. We've talked about, oh, he's going to win a race. When is the time for him? Chase Elliott, you know, rolling off the truck very fast in the opening practice. But kind of a little bit was back to normal a little bit. So let's not jump on that bandwagon just yet. We'll see what find out tomorrow is like for those Hendrick cars. And it seems like half of Twitter was jumping on the Hendrick bandwagon already. I'm not there yet. That, but Chase Elliott has led 117 laps, and of course, average finish of his last two appearances in Joliet, 2.5, and of course, the forgotten one, Joey Logano, who went to victory lane already this year. You're looking at he's finished 7th or better in the last 4 races in Joliet, and of course, what to keep an eye on tomorrow, obviously. On top of the list, on top of my list, Kyle Larson. Larson dominated the Xfinity Series. Just was making moves on that high side. Larson has finished 7th or better in 3 of the 4 starts at Chicagoland. And obviously, Jimmy Johnson still leads all active drivers with 695 laps at Chicagoland. But he's yet to lead a lap in the last 11 mile and a half tracks. That is going back quite a ways for that 48. Interesting to see what he does in qualifying. This is nowhere near what they're going to be racing tomorrow. They're qualifying kind of, well, it's getting cooled off now here in the Midwest. And then you're racing in a lot more hotter conditions. It is hot here in the Midwest, especially you live in the states of Oklahoma, Kansas, Michigan, therefore. So there's that. You're listening to Going 3 Wide with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer III. Still same show. We still got the same things, but as we get going here, I'm going to incorporate some new stuff, so you're probably going to need to pay attention. But yes, Eric Jones and Ryan Blaney. Blaney, who is strong in Kansas City, sat on the pole in Vegas. He'll look to bounce back following a power steering issue with him last week at Sonoma. He'll look to rebound doing that. Eric Almirola showed some speed once again in that 10 car. Also look for that. So all these guys, once again, these guys are just named off, have not won a race this year. Larson, it's well documented into the season. And also, I want to talk about for a few minutes before we sign off for the Prelude podcast here on Going 3 Wide. You know, NBC's been talking about some of their guys, well, most of their guys, really, most of their analysts, talking about stealing a win. You know, what's stealing one mean? I get, you know, we're talking about the big three or big four, whatever you want to talk about, but I have sort of an issue. You know, I'm excited about NBC's coverage, about they're taking over NASCAR coverage, obviously, but, you know, you got Letarte, Dale Jr., Parker Kligerman said this, you know, they're talking about stealing a win from these guys. Well, if you're talking about stealing a win, I get that, you know, it has to go on pit strategy, a pit call, staying out, taking two cars and whatnot, but at the same time, you know, stealing a win, you're going to have, I look at this, you know, they want to see somebody steal a win, but they're going to have to go and earn it. They're just not going to, it's not going to be handed to them that easily. I have a difficulty with that kind of phrase that they're using early. You know, stealing a win, that's like Talladega talk right there. Or a little bit of Daytona, but on these mile halves, stealing a win, yes, I get it. I understand that part a little bit about what they're saying about pit strategy, you know, wanting more cautious and whatnot. Didn't get much in the Xfinity series this afternoon, so I don't think anything's going to be changing unless we actually see an actual car hit the wall or something like that, or somebody's engine goes up in smoke. But still in the wind, it's just not going to fall on your lap. You're going to have to go out there and try to get it done. And numbers, if it's any indication of what those 10 lap averages do, Kevin Harvick's going to pick it right where he's left off all year in that four car. Really, over the last month, this is going to be the first race in July, and I talked about this on the post race podcast earlier this in the beginning of the week, or actually a few days ago, actually getting back to normal duties on Monday. But yes, I talked about this a little bit, that Harvick, he's had opportunities to win pretty much all this month, and the lack of the execution, really, you know, or I should say really more so of the call strategy, because he's been on the wrong side of strategy in two to three of those, and especially last week, where Cole Pern outsmarted Ronnie Childers there in the pitting, which led to 70 winning the race there in that aspect. But other than that, this four car has been on all over it, really, and we're not, again, it wouldn't be surprised to all of us if we see that four car up in the front of the pack tomorrow. But it's going that says, you know, Hendrick's got their work cut out for him. You know, even Penske. Penske's got it kind of been inconsistent a little bit in ways than one. But, you know, stealing a win, you know, that's not going to be easy said and done. They're going to have to go out there and earn it and put themselves in that position so they go out and win the race. You know, the 14-78, you know, and they've been consistent, but they're coming off a 19th place finish at Sonoma. So tomorrow, that's going to be interesting. I spoke a little bit about it this week. You know, the strategy game, you know, everything's going to be up to ante now. We're getting this close. Daniel Suarez in his press conference saying that we're going to make the playoffs. Well, at this point, you know, he's going to have to back that up with something, because he's, you know, over 70 points out of the cutoff spot right now. McMurray looking to get back on track after a fortunate mechanical issue took him out. He was strong out there in Sonoma before that happened. So a lot of cards yet to be played, and we'll see who executes the best here, especially when you look around that cut line. You know, Jimmy Johnson, Bowman, all of mostly really Hendrick Motorsports. Somebody is going to have to start stepping up in that area. Obviously, Kyle Larson, you know, they've been the top class of the Camaros this year, and we'll see. You know, Chase Elliott saying something about, you know, we've upgraded a little bit with our stuff, so about to see what y'all got here tomorrow afternoon at Chicagoland. Coverage beginning 2:30. Eastern time, that's 1:30 here, Central time, Chicago time, and here in the Midwestern states of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, so Nebraska, so wherever you may be watching, if you're watching the race on the West Coast, you guys can figure that out. But yes, a lot of intriguing stories heading into this race, and we haven't even set the qualifying field yet. Here in a little bit, qualifying will get underway in Chicago, I should say Joliet, where the racetrack is, but a lot going on, and we're about to find out who's going to step up here, 10 to go, who's going to step up, make the right calls, and who is going to fall off the pressure. So there is that. And also another thing too, with Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott around that cut line, some of these guys that are outside the bubble or in it are hoping that one of those Hendrick Motorsports cars, or even both of them, win so that they can battle it out. So there's that. But the ultimate wild, one of the wild cards coming up next week, Daytona. But we have unfinished business with 400 miles left in the racing weekend. Three Wild EG3 is on Facebook. The name will be changed by the end of the weekend. Check out the latest there, news updates, what's going on in the world right there. And of course, 3Y with EG3 Podcast Center. I said it earlier, Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Follow us, subscribe. We're getting to the point that we're starting to get all over the place now, and we're kind of one of those sleeper podcasts in the NASCAR world out there. So definitely spread the word about it's gonna be a while to get used to it, but 3Wild EG3 is on Apple Podcasts, definitely. And the same old slogan says, join the movement on going 3Wild with EG3. Join the movement going 3Wide with EG3. We're going to go 3Wide definitely tomorrow with the Overton's 400. Cannot wait for the race to begin. And before I sign off, it's time for, you know, that time, what it is. Yep. Time once again for Fantasy Stone Cold Locks here. Since I did not do any for the Truck Series or for the Xfinity Series, I will get down with this. So, you know, I will pick my winner, and then I'm going to pick a sleeper in this. And I, for my winner here, as much, you know, yes, I am, for those of you by now, yes, I am a 78 fan, but I am going to roll with the 2 car tomorrow to get the victory lane. And it's been pretty much over half the year now that Keselowski has not touched victory lane. Keselowski and Paul Wolf and Brad Keselowski, those guys can pull something and quote-unquote NBC style steal the win. So Keselowski, think he's been more of a sleeper than anything else, but I'm picking him to win. And I'm going to go roll with Jimmy Mack as a sleeper. He looks good. He's looking to bounce back. I got him. So got the 2 car. Mark it down. Keselowski going for the win. And then, of course, Jamie McMurray as my sleeper pick for tomorrow's Overton 400. You can catch all the action on NBCSN. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to close the garage on this opening edition of Going 3 Wide with EG3. I'm Eddie Greer III saying thanks once again for tuning in to the opening podcast of Going 3 Wide. And remember, you don't want to get caught going 3 wide with a couple other cars. But for now, we're signing off. Thanks for listening. Have a good rest of your weekend. And next time I'll be talking to you will be post-race reaction from Chicagoland. All of the exciting action from Joliet. We'll see what goes down tomorrow. Have a good rest of the weekend. Until next time, going 3 wide with EG3. Peace out.